Welcome to Energy Stew. This is Peter Roth, your host. And I'd like to ask you, how's your fascia? Oh, yeah? How do you know?
Yeah.
Well, we're going to find out about your fascia and understand what you need to know about it. And everyone else should find out about their fascia as soon as possible. And to do that, we have a guest on the show who's written a book called Touching Light, and that has to do with fascia. It says how to free your fiber optic fascia. So it's not just fascia, it's fiber optic fascia. And we're going to talk about that, too, with our guest, the author of this book, Ronell Wood. Ronell, welcome.
Thank you for having me. It's my favorite thing to talk about.
I'll bet. So how's your fascia?
It's wonderful. I've already been on a walk this morning, and I squatted down to look at a funnel spider web, and it really stretched everything out, and I knew I was going to do this interview, so my fascia is physically and emotionally happy.
Oh, good, yeah. And I ran and swam today already, so I'm doing pretty good to avoid fasciitis.
Great.
I'm so excited to talk to you because people don't understand how meaningful this part of our body is, and it's all over our body. Fascia holds it all together. If we didn't have fascia, everything in our body except our bones and our flesh would probably be down by our ankles.
Beautifully said.
So fascia is what holds us together, but it's so much more than that. The medical community thinks of fascia as, just kind of wraps that don't mean a whole lot. It's nice to have them, but, it's for them, it's somewhat inert. And I've been tuned into fascia for a long time because there are ways of sensing rhythms in the body. And the fascia really is a way that the body's rhythms work together. And every organ and gland has its own rhythm. Even our bones have rhythms. And when something is out of place, something isn't working properly, that organ or gland or whatever it is that's not working properly, its rhythm is off. And since it connects with the rhythms of the whole body, it throws everything off because of the fascia. Because the fascia is interconnected to everything, and it reads everything. The brain is reading everything through the fascia, and that's what we have a lot to talk about, because it's the way that the body knows itself and the brain knows itself through this interconnectedness on so many levels. And you know all about that as you're a practicing myofascia release expert.
That's me. I heard a term this morning that I'm going to immediately adopt, and the term is phenomenology. And that is to express that scientists like to study the reasons why things happen, to figure out the cause so that they can then control it. And much research is being done about fascia, and the world is beginning to have a dawning of understanding about its role in our physical and emotional health and how we're put together. People like myself have been swimming in fascia for years, and we know how it actually manifests in the body. So we can describe it till the cows come home, but that doesn't even begin to express how we experience our connective tissue known as fascia.
And also how we lose our interconnectedness when our fascia isn't behaving properly due to many, many causes, and a lot of it is emotional.
Yes, you definitely do know fascia.
I'm trying to.
If you think about how we're put together anatomically, fascia is the only system in our body that contacts every other system in our body. And I think one day we will look back on our approach to health and healing as quite barbaric when we realize that there are many steps that are much simpler prior to prescribing painkillers and doing surgery to cut something out.
And even putting ice on.
Thank you for saying that. Icing is a thing of the past, and the doctor who coined rest, ice, compress, and elevate has reversed himself on his own website and said, all of the research shows that icing actually slows down the healing process. It inhibits the release of IGF-1 for the inflammatory process we need for healing.
I've talked to a number of people about not icing and have bumped into a lot of unhappiness and arguments. You know, people want to believe in
Isn't
ice.
Isn't that interesting?
And
yeah. It's not a mild reaction. They don't just say, oh, that's interesting. They say, that's not true!
Right.
They don't want to perhaps look at that as something they've been doing for so long that might have been a mistake.
Yes, and yet it does relieve pain. It helps to relieve pain, but in the process, it slows down the healing. You can have it one way or the other. You know, alcohol helps relieve pain, too.
Very good point. One of my favorite things to tell my clients is, we were not given this many nerve endings to learn how not to feel. It is our system of knowing how we're doing. And when alarms are going off in our body, we want to find where the fire is rather than turn the alarm off.
And you talk in the book about a facial voice.
Mm-hmm. That thing inside you that is often quiet and drowned out by outward stimuli, but if you quiet yourself and tune in, it's almost like a kid inside that's saying, Mom, 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 Mom. And when you can tune in to where in your body you are feeling sensation that's calling for attention, you begin to wake up your body intelligence, different from your intellect, and it's brilliant in knowing how it wants to move to let go of holding patterns that are strangling you from the inside.
Right. And there's so many ways that we can interfere with our patterns that mm-hmm. create these holdings. And so much of it, as I said earlier, is emotional, and we constrict our bodies in certain ways. And there's a lot of times when we have emergencies where we're in fight or flight, and we don't actually act it out strong enough. And so it gets repressed in our body. And so we have all of these unused fight or flight moments that are getting stuck in our system. And so many other ways, and certainly one of the biggest problems that people have is working with the medical establishment in ways that, for instance, surgery doesn't respect fascia. And they'll take organs out, and, you know, to put them back in, just, you know, so they can get in and out and move around the body, and they're moving things around, and then they stick them back in. They don't really understand the alignments that are needed, and everything moving together well. And certainly surgery cuts through the fascia and then needs to heal. And in the healing process, really needs fascial kindness and support to heal powerfully enough and without all the scarring that can take place. So can you address that?
What I thought about just now while you were speaking is when you get a box in the mail from Amazon and you open it up, you don't care about the packing peanuts. You throw that in the trash and you just toss it around willy-nilly as you're diving in to get the prize inside. And that is often the approach that physicians have when they're doing surgery. They just view fascia as packing material that's in the way as they're heading toward your appendix or a C-section to get your baby or to replace your knee joint. And they will slice right through that stuff that looks white and inert. And they were trained on cadavers, and they were taught about fascia on dead people. And what has happened in the last 11 years is that they have begun to take their surgical tools inside a living body and use their fiber optic surgical tools to visualize fascia when it's alive. And when they magnify that fascia 25 times, they see it's a completely different animal than when they studied it on cadavers. Fascia, in its healthy state, it has lots of individualized fibers like a spider web. They all lie down in the same direction as muscle. And when they get torn or cut, they repair like plaid. So it's back and forth and crisscross and diagonal to reinforce that area to be stronger than it was before. And doctors don't realize that once they've cut fascia and it begins to repair, it also wants to stabilize, and it will reach around and connect to anything it can find, including your intestines and your other muscles, organs, and bones inside your body. And that's to help you as in the healing process, but when that healing process is over, you have all this extra scaffolding in there. And fascia, when it is measured in terms of tensile strength, can resist 2,000 pounds, meaning it has the ability to tighten and strangle you from the inside. And it's not that you're bad or that the fascia is naughty. It's that it's trying to support you and help you repair. If physicians knew about the fascia, that it is made of elastin and collagen, and it's not necessarily a permanent problem when a scar is formed, they would refer people before and after surgery to have fascial release to address those tissues, to get them to heal lying down in the same direction as the muscle and to not overgrow and overdo it.
One thing that I'm thinking of while you're talking are our joints and our spine and our pelvis, because the fascia has to also grip bone for stability to keep everything in place in the body. Otherwise, again, it would just drift down to our feet. So it actually grips our bones. And and as I said earlier, there's actually a rhythm, a coordination of movement in the body that knows itself and works together. And when something is off and constricted and scarred and tight and adhered to the wrong things, then it puts extra pressure on our joints, and especially the back. and our pelvis. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of people develop back problems, mm-hmm. and they don't know why they have them, because, you know, but it's because the back isn't in the proper rhythms because of all these inappropriate fascial connections.
And I hear right? from people who have gone to chiropractors, who have had physical therapists help them, who have resorted to fusion through surgery with diagnoses of spinal stenosis and other really profound and scary sounding things, and they still have pain. And I like to give the analogy of a tent, that if you are trying to put together a tent and get it to stand up straight, the chiropractor is addressing the central pole, your spine. But if you have a guy wire on one side that is short, it's always going to be pulling that pole off center. And our connective tissue serves as guy wires in our body. And if you're not addressing the connective tissue, all of those other approaches aren't going to serve a long-term solution. Another truth is that the problem of back pain must be addressed from the front side of a person, and many fitness people will be thinking, oh yeah, core strength, he's talking about core strength. Not exactly, because if you are not addressing your psoas muscles, which are your fight or flight muscles, which are an emotional muscle that respond to fear, and you go in and you start doing crunches and ab work and Pilates that addresses core, you're actually contributing to the problem by not addressing the psoas need to stretch, elongate, and release stored emotion in the form of chemistry.
Okay, now, in myofascial release, you move the fascia around. And let's talk about mm-hmm. how that differs from mm-hmm. both, we already talked about chiropractic, but also from massage. And it doesn't mean that these other modalities aren't good for you. It's just that they all
correct.
Have their own purposes. And it's always good for people to put a team of practitioners together and coordinate that. So
I underline that and exclamation point that and highlight that. Yes, a team.
Good. And so what's the difference between what you do and massage? What you used to do was massage before mm-hmm. you learned myofascial release.
What I initially learned was what I call the fluff and fold massage, which feels good. No denying the fact that when someone glides over you with oil and lotion and squeezes you and turns you over and finishes taking care of your body like you're a pancake with two sides, it feels great for about a day. And what frustrated me was seeing clients over and over again for the same complaint, and I was looking for a longer-term solution. And I was resistant to learning something new, and my business partner kept saying, I think you'd like this myofascial approach. And I finally went to the closest, least expensive, shortest John Barnes myofascial release, fascial pelvis workshop, and it changed my entire approach, because he taught us about how we're put together and that using lotion and oil causes you to kind of glide over the problems and move too quickly. What you want to do is engage the barrier of restriction in a person's body, and you need traction on the skin to do that. So we ask people before they come to a treatment not to moisturize, and when we lay our hands on their body and push, we find where the body gives and where it doesn't, and we hang out at the spots where it doesn't without force. We push until we feel resistance, and we wait, knowing that what's happening underneath our hands is chemical changes and electrical charges from displacing the skin on the surface and affecting the superficial layers underneath. They start to melt and soften and warm and sink, and you begin to feel this shifting of the tectonic plates of what I call permafrost, or the initial bracing in a body that says, wait, what are you doing? Who goes there? Why? And then it gives up. It stops fighting, and it becomes like pancake batter, and it spreads and melts right underneath our hands, and people then remark, oh, my God, I didn't even know I was holding there. And that's critical, because a lot of our holding is underneath our consciousness.
Right. And so it's really important to have the right approach with your hands to create this amazing effect. And I've actually, I've had myofascial release in New York City. I have, there's a husband and wife team, and you're a husband and wife team out west.
That's right.
And in New York, it's Shelby Werwer and Kate Hildebrandt. And I should give people their website just so they can get somebody in New York if they want. And it's structuralintegrationofchelsea.com. And so I've had work done on me, and it's really wonderful. That's why I was so drawn to talk about this, but also about the fiber optic nature of this too, because this is the way the body communicates within itself, and fiber optics are faster than electricity, so this is why the body is so smart and knows itself. Right?
Absolutely, and that is a beautiful transition that I was hoping we would get to. Aside from the connective tissues functions as connective and protective in that it squeezes when we get scared, there is a communicative function of fascia. And when you look at the living fascia magnified 25 times, you can see that the tubules of fascia are transparent and hollow, filled with fluid, and they conduct light. And we don't even have to go into a lengthy explanation of the function of fiber optics, because we all have cable TV. And we're able to see the images in our homes because of the little glass tubules of the cable fibers that bring that information through. And even though this is quite on the leading edge of the study of fascia, I'm not the least bit shy about stepping right out there and saying it is fiber optic. It creates phenomena in your body that we see when we work on people on the table, in that there are areas of their body where they are unconscious, and as we clear the blockage and the light flows back through those tubules, a person's conscious awareness comes back into that area of their body, and there are words to describe what a person looks like after a treatment: transformed, radiant, luminescent, glowing, and that is literal. And in the more far out there ways of describing it, people will say we are all crystalline beings of light. Well, now we can see by looking at it on a video that we literally are filled with light pipes. And the healing process is accelerated when we clear these pathways of light in the body. And it carries consciousness through the information that it transmits. Very exciting to me.
Right. So this is the quickest way for the body to know itself and keep track of itself. And when you really are feeling whole, your body communicating properly through its the information of light that moves through it, then you're in what Lynn McTaggart in her book Field called super radiance.
Yes.
And right?
Yes, and, that's exactly right.
Right. And so when we're lit up, we can thank Akasha for that.
Yes. And I should mention that Dr. Jean-Claude Gambarteau is the physician who put out a video of what he recorded inside the body. And I took excerpts from the video called Strolling Under the Skin and put it together in a 1 minute and 20 second video because I wanted my clients to see this tissue that we were working with, and it helped them on the table to really understand what we were doing and how we were doing it. And it's on my YouTube channel at Renell1111, and you can go there and look up Living Fascia Magnified 25 times and actually see for yourself in a minute and 20 seconds what it is I'm describing. And in my book, I put little black squares called quick response codes, QR codes, and a smartphone can read those. You can hover the phone over that with the correct QR app, which is free, and it'll take you immediately to the video and other things that I have illustrated in the book.
All right, so your book is called Touching Light, and your name is Ronell Wood. And can you give us that website again?
My website is www.omsanctuary.com. That's O-H-M as in mom, sanctuary.com. And my YouTube channel is Ronell1111. That's R-O-N-E-L-L-E 1111. And I also want to give a shout out to John Barnes, my mentor, because he has a website where you can plug in your zip code and find a therapist in your area should you want to run, not walk, to your nearest myofascial release therapist.
That's right, right. And Shelby and Kate in New York are structural integration practitioners. And
yes.
So that's wonderful to have people local. But they're all around the country, and this way they can find out. And you're out in Ojai, California.
That's right.
And people can
and John Barnes is in Sedona and Pennsylvania, and his website is www.myofascialrelease.com.
That's great. You know, this is wonderful talking with you, Ronell. And you know,
me too,
you're doing
Peter.
Great work, and I'm very excited about what you're offering, and it's so important that you're getting this out there. So thanks so much.
Thank you, too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And this is Peter Roth, your host of Energy Stew at PRN.FM. I can be reached at peter@heartriver, heartriver.org, or 212-222-7748. I'd love to hear from you, and thank you so much for listening.